Message number 821. I am love. I am God. They are one and the same thing. Wednesday, June 19, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, my wish to form the core of my army on earth is being fulfilled at this time. From little acorns they will be scattered and they will grow and spread out everywhere. My daughter, the foundation is the important part. Just like a baby who is formed in the womb, it takes time and careful attention in order to ensure for the well-being of the child, which receives nourishment from the placenta. It will grow slowly but perfectly until finally it will be expelled from the womb and be ready to live the life laid down for it by my father. The birth of my remnant army will be the same. It will take great preparation before it is ready to take its place in the world, but its foundation is solid and souls who are the building blocks will knit together as one to build a formidable army. Then this army will spread out and grow everywhere at once and with such force that it will become difficult to ignore it. Those within my remnant army will be devoid of ego pride or the need to rely on the scientific evaluation of my word, which will be demanded of them to prove the truth of God. Science is a gift from God, but science cannot explain the mystery of God. So those who need the comfort of logical explanations as to how I communicate to God's children on earth at this time will be disappointed. There is no answer which will satisfy them. One of the greatest gifts given to man is love. Love cannot be scientifically explained or proved, for it comes from the Spirit of God. It is present in all of you. You feel it. It is the link which holds humanity together, which the power of evil fails to undermine. I am love. I am God. They are one and the same thing. Without love you could not have life. Love will unite you, keep you strong, keep you together. Love will help you to bring me souls. Your Jesus.